Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 32. As always, I am your host, TJ Lowerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
Good whatever time of day it is you're listening to this, everybody.
Yeah, this may be the earliest recording we've done, not including ones that have started after midnight.
Right.
And sadly, it's only 11 o'clock, and we're both still quite tired. Well, East Coast, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it's almost 10 o'clock here. But
it's actually Monday now. If you're listening to this when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy time shifting. Scott, let me tell you, it has been an exciting week in sports video games.
Yes, the most exciting. Well, hey, NBA 2K13 came out.
Yeah. You know what didn't come out?
What?
NBA Live 13.
Oh, but it was supposed to.
Yeah, and it was funny because that morning of the morning of the 3rd, Major Nelson tweeted out that today was supposed to be NBA Live's release date on XBLA.
So I assume they had no replacement game to put out instead.
No, they had a bunch of other garbage.
Well, I mean, all the usual stuff, but there's usually a big game every week.
Yeah, I assume that was supposed to be it. But really kind of sucks for the whole NBA Live thing.
And this is the first time we've actually had it confirmed it was going to be an Xbox Live arcade game.
Yeah. It's good that someone's actually coming out saying things. Weird, we've heard more news since it's been canceled than from before.
Yeah.
Which can't be a good thing.
But it's not. Apparently NBA Live isn't dead.
Maybe it'll get a new name again. Maybe that's how it'll work. Every time they fail, they'll get a new name.
I honestly think they need to not say anything until they're certain they can release the game.
Why don't they just call it, like, NBA 14? You know? MLB 12, Madden 12, FIFA 12.
Yeah, the Live name has some meaning with people.
Does it?
Well, it did.
Anymore?
Used to.
I don't know. I think 2K always got it right. But what did 2K do in, like, 1998?
I don't think 2K started until 2000.
Scott, you and your facts that may possibly be true are very disheartening to me.
Yeah, because 2K10 was 10 years. I remember that. I actually bought that one.
Scott, let me ask you a question. What have you been playing?
What have I been playing? NHL, Madden 13, trying actually to get back into Madden 13, like, single player again, a little bit.
Yeah, I've been playing the same, plus MLB 12 still, which, I don't know, my Diamond Dynasty team is, like, always set to be a 500 team. It's really sad. Like, I'll win two games, and then I'll lose two games. I think right now I'm, like, 50 and 50.
That is sad.
But then I go on, and I see some of these teams that are, like, 80 and 6.
They're cheating.
That's what I assume. I think what they're doing is spending all their money on guys' power.
Oh, yeah, and then anytime they touch the ball, it goes flying out of the stadium.
But I'm a way sick pitcher, so I can usually get around that. But
they bunted the ball and they hit home runs.
Listen, when you did the sweet code in MLB 99, and it went ding, you could bunt and hit home runs. Like 1,000-foot home runs. That's my favorite part of that game.
That sounds like an awesomely hilarious code.
And the best part is they also had the strikeout code. So I think as long as they didn't hit it, it was a strikeout. So me and my friend would be playing in his parents' basement. But there was a noise when you finished putting the code in.
Oh, so they knew.
So we'd both just sit there and you'd hear like, ka-ching, ka-ching. And be like, oh no, now what happens? Oh, man, Scott. Scott sports video games, the greatest thing ever. Also, the worst thing ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's talk about Madden, since Madden is a thing. And that I love, I guess, sometimes.
Well, they're finally going to finish the game.
Almost. Almost finished.
Yeah. It's only been out for 2 months, but they're going to... One month. But they're going to finish it.
Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of games that are almost finished that I've been playing...
Yeah?
...is Gran Turismo 5.
What do you mean by that?
They put out huge patches every once in a while.
All right. I imagine that buying... I remember I rented Gran Turismo 5 when I first got a PS3. And I rented it, and then I waited 2 hours for everything to install.
Yeah. Like, well, especially last year, there was like a couple hundred megabyte patch.
Wow.
That they ended up just shipping new copies to stores that were like Gran Turismo 5 Spec 2 or 2.0 Spec, something like that.
Wow. Gran Turismo 5 is like an operating system now.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. But, let me tell you why I hate the PSN, Scott. As you may have remembered, though maybe it was before your time, my PSN ID used to be codenamed Viper.
Oh, I know, I do remember that.
And now I'm That Sports Gamer on PSN. Go add me up. What's up? Because all my friends never played on PSN, so if I could get some people that are actually on, that'd be cool.
That would include me.
I think, yeah, you just don't play.
Yeah, well, ever since I sold the show, I literally do not own a game for my PS3 right now.
That's a tragedy, Scott.
I mean, I've got like some download games and stuff.
So. Yeah, but the problem with PSN is you can't just change your username.
Like, you can't even like pay to do that?
Nope. So now I had to create a new... I have my new PSN account, but all my cars are on the other name. So literally every day I go into the other name, boot into the game, send myself one car, because that's like the daily limit of cars you can send to someone.
Oh, wow.
Quit the game, go into my other name, boot back into it. And I have like no money. I don't think you can send money to people. So I literally just run those B-spec races where the computer races for itself.
Yeah.
But I have, since I'm trading myself such good cars, I can just like set it to run and it goes and wins. It's very frustrating. Even more frustrating is that I have GT whatever the PSP version is, but now I have a Vita. And I'm not going to play the PSP version anymore.
I can just never get into Gran Turismo. I just can't get into the uber hardcore realistic racing games.
Super Sim?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Super Sim.
Yeah. I completely understand that.
Yeah, I would love to try them sometime with like the most expensive like wheel and pedal set you can get, like that has force feedback and everything. That could be fun.
That'd be pretty cool. I just always I never really liked those racing games. I always want to find something else.
Yeah, like but... give me Burnout, give me something crazy, give me, you know, just enough physics that I have to try, but not so much that I go flying off the course.
Yeah, I want to try one of those Forza games, because I feel like that's just it's not like crazy like Burnout, but I feel like it's not a super sim as Gran Turismo, but I know it's supposed to be. Go ahead.
I think it's super sim, but you can set up controls so that it, you know, it's still
playful.
It controls a lot easier.
Yeah. So I might have to do that one of these days. I always talk about it, never do it. I also play Gran Turismo like once every 3 months. So
I'm kind of excited for the new Need for Speed that's coming out in fall, like in November.
Sure. What's the subtitle?
I don't even know.
On the Run too?
Sure. It's made by the people who made Burnout, and I think they're kind of going back to, basically, it's if Burnout Paradise and Need for Speed had a baby, it would be this game.
Interesting. I've heard that a lot, and I believe it's called Most Wanted.
Maybe it is Most Wanted. They keep reusing the old subtitles, so
it's Need for Speed Most Wanted, developed by Criterion Games, set to be released October 30th.
That's it. Oh, the same as WWE 13.
Yeah.
Which means I will be waiting.
That sounded familiar when I said October 30th. And that has that auto blog feature that's supposed to be awesome, right?
Yeah, Hot Pursuit had that. I should probably sell that game, come to think of it. And it was nice when you had people that played the game, like Dr. Ken and I would go back and forth on. But
Isn't there a new Forza coming out too? New Forza Horizon?
Yeah, my friend Jeremy from Basement Gamer is in a dilemma, because he wants to get them both, but he doesn't know which one to get now.
Tell him to get Forza Horizon. Oh, it comes out a week before, so
ha-ha! Oh. I think I told him to get Need for Speed, because that's the one I'm likely to be getting, even if it's not right away.
Well, I'm going to tell him to get Forza, and then I'm not going to buy Forza, and then I'm going to feel kind of bad for a little bit. But I think, you know what, I'll get back to you. I think my brother-in-law plays Forza.
Ah.
Maybe we can have a little Forza thingy thing. That's the only reason I'm getting into Gran Turismo, is there's a Player One podcast, like Gran Turismo series. And since I love Greg Stewart, hashtag TSG crew, what's up? I'm going to do that.
Also in the NHL League, which kind of what I played one game of our new week last, and I've only got four games this week in NHL.
Whoa, Scott, that's for after the break. Follow your rundown that I didn't write.
I'm just kidding. Wait a minute. Where on this rundown is NHL? I don't see NHL anywhere.
After the green line. It doesn't exist. But yeah, we were talking about Madden before we got completely derailed by myself.
Ridiculously derailed there. Madden, huge patch.
Yeah, they fixed some stuff.
Some stuff?
I hate reading. So Scott,
all right,
do that
bulleted list time.
Let's go quickly, because nobody... Well, you know what? Take your time, because it's going to be a short episode. But
yeah. But, well, a lot of these things we don't need to talk about. I'm going to say that a lot of these things are things that should have been in the game to begin with. if they're adding them in with a patch now. All right.
And spoiler, there is one that we have a huge problem with that still is not patched.
Yes, exactly.
We'll get to that.
Or doesn't say it's patched anyway. Oh, here we go. Custom rosters offline. So now you can actually start a connected career mode offline with a custom roster.
Dumb. Should have been there already. Next.
Yeah, one of the things that the Amazon people are complaining about. Connected careers, edit player, ability to edit gear and information for players. So at the very least, you don't have to have a bunch of people that are all wearing the same number.
Yeah, didn't guys have like visors on that didn't have visors?
I could care less about that kind of stuff, but the double numbers thing annoyed me.
Oh, actually, there was a patch to the Vita version that gave people on the sidelines real numbers.
Oh, cool.
I'm sure they all still right. Don't look like the real person, but they just have their number on them.
All right. Coach mode and connected careers. So now you can just call the plays and let the game run them if you want to do that.
Who does, really?
Changing schemes and connected careers. So now you can actually, change your scheme and not just with the player schemes, your like entire offensive and defensive schemes. Again, that's not even a should have been there on a made a decision not to include it kind of way. That just should have been there.
Right.
Offline play along in connected careers. Edit the ability for multiple people to join a connected career mode game. This only applies to coaches.
I have no idea what that means.
Basically, you can do connected career mode offline with more than one person.
Oh, sure.
That was another one of the big complaints from a lot of people on Amazon.
Seems like something you should have been able to do to start with.
Yeah. I know there was one like really well-written like I felt bad for from a mom who said she and her son would do that in Madden all the time, and now they can't. She was really upset about it, and rightfully so.
That's how we played it in college.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Also, draft. I went 16-0 and won the Super Bowl with my fantasy drafted.
Thing nice.
Go Ravens.
Draft clock. Added a draft clock during the draft that is displayed on screen if you leave the draft to view your rosters, depth charts, or whatever. So basically, if you leave the draft screen, the draft time you have left is still on the screen somewhere, which is nice. That's one of those I've done the draft once, so I wouldn't have thought of that. Mm-hmm. Draft filter. Added a filter to the draft screen to display players that have been drafted. That seems like a somebody dropped the ball thing there.
Yeah.
Connected careers practice XP. Added the ability for user-controlled players to earn XP in practice mode through the stats they accumulate. So basically, I guess the stats you earn in practice mode like count towards your weekly goals, maybe, or something like that. Huh. Basically, players can get XP as well now.
Okay. I'm gonna take over the gameplay tuning section.
Please.
Because there's only a few things, so. fixed an issue where wide receivers were dropping too many passes when playing on all Madden difficulty setting.
So they're going to make all Madden easier?
Yeah, I guess. Apparently, one of the things they made to make it all Madden was they just dropped your catching. Good work. Fixed an issue where it was too easy to time the kick meter on field goals and PATs in user versus user games.
I'm guessing that was making it too easy to block field goals and punts, but even in my limited online play, I'd never seen that.
Yeah, that's why I miss when it was just the A button to do the kicking. When you got to full power and you hit A, you could hold it and just wait.
Oh, nice. I think the biggest problem is that I think the reason it's a giveaway is because the play clock stops when you start the kick meter.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I never
noticed. So basically, you can run the clock down to one and then do the kick meter, and it would just stop at one until the ball snapped.
You know what's funny is I was wondering about that. Because when it was getting down to like 3 seconds, I was like, should I start kicking now? Or do I wait? Interesting. Thanks for the info, Scott.
All right, next one's a big one.
Fix an issue where punt returners were moving away from the landing spot if you called a fair catch while letting the CPU control the player.
I'm glad it took them like 3 years to fix that.
I know, it's ridiculous. Hey, do you know what's illegal?
No.
If a guy calls a fair catch and you just jump up and catch the ball in front of him?
That makes sense.
I had no idea, and I did that in a game, and I lost that game.
So I heard a new college rule last night that I wasn't aware of. Apparently on an onside kick, you can now call a fair catch as long as the ball hits the ground once. So you can't just like make the ball bounce. You just can't spike the ball into the ground and have it bounce up high.
Hmm.
Like, well, what the hell are you supposed to do then?
Wait, then you have to give him the halo? Like the 5-yard halo?
I guess. I thought it would be something. I think it should be something more like a jump ball or like a receiver situation where anyone can go up and get it. You just can't hit each other.
Hmm. That's why I prefer when I do my onside kicks, I like to just kick it as hard as humanly possible, like at a person.
Yeah, and hope it just bounces off.
Yeah. Them. Funny, I actually got a returned a got an onside kick last game.
That I played. Nice.
Actually, I scored 2 touchdowns in the last 2 minutes. What up, Tim Tebow's clutch rating? Still lost, but it's all good. Fix an issue where someone who attempted to bull rush with the right sticks once the ball was snapped, activated run commit. That could seem like a huge problem.
I think that's how I've given up many long bomb touchdowns.
That is quite possible. Yeah, why would you put the same thing on...
here's the thing. You call for the commit before the play starts. Why on earth would it matter after the play? Why is it counting after the play starts?
I thought you called it during the play.
You used to, but now this year you hold the left trigger, and then you get like the dual stick controls where you can either just shift the defense around or tell them, hey, commit run to the right, or commit run to the left, or commit pass. It's from NCAA.
Interesting. They need to probably figure out a control scheme, go against across both games, and then not change it every 5 minutes.
Yes. What happened to, parity between the two games?
Yeah, it seems like every time we look at something, that goes out the window even further.
The receiver buttons on the bumper button on the receivers is still flip-flop between both games.
Yeah, I believe
which
that.
Is annoying if you switch back and forth between playing both of them regularly.
Yeah, which I do. I just try not to focus on it. I just run the ball. Just run.
All right. Honestly, I think the rest of these... Yeah. I think we need to go through the whole thing.
Trying to fix the commentary.
Whoop-de-doo.
Celebrations weren't triggering. Hopefully they fix that.
Yeah. Fixed an issue where the referee was backwards when calling a penalty. So the real refs are back. All right.
Oh, man. That's pretty awesome. And I wish I had seen that.
Here we go. Fixed an issue with the Giants away uniforms, missing a sleeve stripe. So how about they get rid of the goddamn ugly orange pants the Bears wear in away games that don't actually exist?
Hey, man. They can only do so much. And this is a massive pack. bunch of connected career stuff. They fixed offline gameplay, AI logic, really.
Let's see. Camera settings, league sliders they fixed. The accelerated...
They fixed the accelerated clock, as you were trying to say.
Oh, thank God.
Apparently, when you offered a trade and you declined it, there was a chance that you could never accept another trade.
Oh, maybe... Do we know if our trade went through yet in 4th string league?
I still have not checked.
Okay, I'll have to do that.
And also, people were unable to sign free agents.
Oh, boy. Fixed an issue where you could not turn game flow on or off. It was always stuck to on.
Listen, I literally hate game flow.
I don't mind it in very certain occasions, like, extra point.
No, I mind it in every occasion because you always have to hit like X to not have game flow.
Oh, right.
And if you're not paying attention, X is also the decline a penalty button.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, pass interference. Yeah, we'll just decline it. It's cool. just frustrating stuff. You were also able to see rookie ratings by going through the team needs screen.
Oh, well, that brilliant. Breaks everything.
Most importantly, Scott, though, they fixed some spelling and polish issues on the news and Twitter.
All right.
They fixed crashes, some Ultimate Good. Team stuff.
And they didn't do anything to Ultimate Team I wanted them to do, which is basically let me send cards to trade or auction from my collection.
Yeah.
Or reserve pile, whatever they call it.
I've already given up on Madden Ultimate Team.
Yeah, pretty much. Which is sad, because I'm gonna look at it in like 2 months, and I'll have like 8 card packs waiting for me from EA Season Ticket.
Oh! Alright, maybe I'm gonna get back into
it. You forgot about those, didn't you?
Well, and that also reminds me that I have them in NHL.
Yeah.
But more importantly, is today the day I get my Ultimate Team packs in FIFA. The only Ultimate Team that matters. Which, also, completely broken. I cannot challenge a friend. You can play. There's 2 different settings. You can play like a friend's squad, like without them there.
All right.
Or you can actually play your friend, and play your friend is broken.
Nice.
First, it gives you an error message, and then if you try to hit it again, it'll load for a while. Usually, you just back out to the dashboard. But if you're lucky enough that it actually gives you another error message, you can't do anything. You can't play another kind of online game without going back out to the dashboard and coming back in. Like I tried the double invite in a foot game, and then it was like, oh, we're gonna play pro clubs. So I go into pro club and it's like, no, there's already a game going on. It's like,
what?
No, I'm the only person on my team that's in this room right now. There's obviously not a game going on.
Oy.
So I had to back out and causing issues. All sorts of issues. But yeah. Madden's getting better, hopefully.
Madden, well, let's be honest. A lot of this is stuff that should have been in the game in the first place.
True.
I have to go back to my Amazon review now and edit it to say, like, oh, by the way, haters, all this stuff is in the game now as long as you have an internet connection.
No. What if you don't have an internet connection? It's a big deal.
Yeah, well, then you're screwed.
And I'm going to hope that if you're Xbox Live Silver, you can get your updates, right?
Yeah, yeah, this is a patch, so that's all you need is Silver.
Whew, let me tell you. It's a burden off my shoulders. That wasn't really on my shoulders.
No, I would think not.
But Scott, you know what they didn't fix?
What didn't they fix? Oh, right, the injuries and connected crews that we were mentioning before.
Yeah, it'll come up and say, oh, this guy's out for 6 weeks, he might miss a game, and then he's back. Which has completely screwed up everything I've been trying to do in the fourth string Madden League. Because I lost Sean Green for 6 weeks.
Or so you thought.
So I picked up Brian Grant because I needed someone to run. And Sean Green's back the week after.
Well, apparently, I didn't look this up at all, but I think, didn't someone say this has something to do with the fact that we had set pre-existing injuries to off?
Who knows?
Like that's causing problems?
But these injuries aren't pre-existing.
Right, right. But it seems like the game just resets all injuries every week.
It's ridiculous.
Like, players will get injured, and then when the week advances, like, no, they're not.
Yeah, and also when Mark Sanchez got hurt, I started shopping him around. He's still hurt, though, which is very weird.
Huh. So that's like certain player? Oh, well, we don't even know what's going on here.
Doesn't matter, because I got Tim Tebow. Clutch rating. Scott, question for you.
Sure.
Do you want to talk about WWE 13 now?
Let's take the break first.
All right. You know, we didn't ask a trivia question last week.
No, we didn't.
So, hey, there was a question I had for you. You know what? It's not a real question. Scott, question.
Yeah.
AL MVP, who's going to win?
Oh,
Miguel Cabrera,
right.
Or Mike Trout?
I have no clue. I'm sorry. You're asking me to follow the other league in baseball, which I hardly ever do.
But Miguel Cabrera's team has Prince Fielder, the guy that Milwaukee hates.
We don't hate him.
Scott, now I have to think of another question. Who cares? Yeah, I got nothing. So let's just take the break.
All right.
Do you play video games? Do you play a lot of video games? Turn your passion for digital entertainment into life-saving support for kids at the Children's Miracle Network Hospital right here in our area. The 5th annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon is coming up on October 20th, 2012. Now it's time for gamers to make a difference. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to leave the comfort of your own living room. Just sign up online at extra-life.org to register. Then get friends and family members to sponsor you for about $1 an hour. On October 20th at 8 a.m., you play any games you want, on any system you want, for 24 hours, or as long as you can. What's important is that you turn your Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Wii, or even your phone into urgently needed support for local kids. Find out more and sign up to play online at extra-life.org. That's extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life. This message is made possible by Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and this podcast.
All right, and welcome back to That Sports Gamer Show. Hope you like that little Extra Life commercial. So don't forget, where are we? We're about 2 weeks out, October 20th. So if you're going to be... Go ahead.
I now know my work schedule for that weekend.
Are you going to be up with me at 4 o'clock in the morning playing games?
I will be up at you at 4 o'clock. I will be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but not to play games with you. Be up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
No, Scott.
But when I get back.
All right, sure. But when you get back, what about 4 o'clock the next morning?
Then I will be up again to go to work.
All right, Scott. Yeah, TSG crew tearing it up. Since we got Greg Seward and Scott Burris, we've been ranking up the cash. I think, let me do a little bit.ly/TSG crew. You can go to thatsportsgamer.com/charity and see all this. Whoa, first off, there's a little sound noise when the bubbly thing goes up. I set the goal at $2,500 and we're at $900. And you know what? I'm actually pretty pumped about that. Greg Seward, the Canadian sensation himself, has raised almost $500. It's pretty amazing. Maybe. Problem is, Greg Seward. Well, there's another whoop every time you go on the website. he's raised almost $500. And you know what he's doing? Is playing Lunar for 24 hours.
Yikes.
I said, hey, Why don't you just play NHL? That would be much more fun.
Yeah, I'll be around. We can do some team games.
Yeah. But so if you want to contribute to that, go to thatsportsgamer.com/charity. You can find everything there. How to support myself or join the team or support someone else on the team. That would be excellent. The kids would appreciate it. Think I'm going to Barcade. What day is today? I think I'm going to Barcade tomorrow night for an Extra Life event.
Nice.
With the hospital I will be supporting. All right, Scott, since we took a break, guess what? I figured out a trivia question.
All right.
Are you ready? Yeah. Scott, very sad thing happened a couple nights ago.
Okay, I don't think I'm aware of it.
No, you actually are quite aware of
okay.
it. My favorite baseball player.
Oh, no, I am aware of it. Yeah, okay, I know where you're going now.
Yes, Chipper Jones has retired.
Yes.
Very sad.
Nice career. When he was in Milwaukee a few weeks ago, a game I was at, we gave him a nice standing ovation.
Ooh, did you guys give him something cool? Because he's got a lot of cool stuff from people.
Oh, I think we did, and I remember reading about it, but now I don't remember what it was.
Oh, like the Padres gave him a surfboard?
Yeah, it was something very Wisconsin-oriented, I believe, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, gave him a cheesehead?
Maybe.
Scott, at his retirement, first off, dude put up some serious stats. You want to talk about this real quick? In about 2,500 games, he hit 549 doubles, 468 home runs. What else we got here? 303 career average, 401 slugging, 529 on-base percentage. No, lie. 303 average, 401 on-base percentage, and a 529 slugging percentage. The trivia question was going to be something like, I'm pretty sure he's one of like two people to have a 300 average, a 400 on-base percentage, and a 500 slugging percentage. But since I couldn't find that stat, and I just closed the other window, Scott, there are only two left-handed – that's a lie because he's a switch hitter. Scott, there are only two switch hitters in the history of baseball that have a 400 over 400 on-base percentage and over 500 slugging percentage and 400 home runs in their careers. All right, you got that, Scott?
Sure.
over 400 slugging, over 500 – that's a lie. Jesus, Scott. Numbers and
this
baseball.
This is a terrible question.
Awesome. Only two players in his. Only two. Hold on.
Only Scott, two switch hitters.
Scott, I'm not going to edit any of this out so people can see what it's really like behind the scenes. Not that I've edited ever before. There are only two switch hitters in MLB history to have an on base percentage of over 400, a slugging percentage of over 500, and at least 400 home runs in their career. Chipper Jones is one of them. Scott, who is the other?
I have no idea. We've been over this. I do not know baseball history at all.
Also, Chipper Jones has the most RBIs of any player who was primarily a third baseman.
Cool.
So he did take a couple years out in left. But while you dwell on that, which actually, Scott, if you know the history of baseball, that's kind of an easy question. Let's talk about WWE 13.
Obviously, I don't then. Yes, WWE 13, something I do know the history of very well. Yeah. Better than I should. I will admit that.
Sure. Tell me what's going on.
So this week they announced the WWE 13 downloadable content program. Kind of similar to the last couple years where they're announcing all the DLC that's going to be in the game ahead of time. That always bugs me.
Yeah, they always do that, and it kind of seems like stupid.
Yeah. And like last year, they're going to be doing the like fan access pack. So for like $20, you can get all this and more. That's one thing I'll give out the fan access pack this year, and we'll get there, is that they're actually offering some exclusive content if you get that.
Wasn't it only like $10 last year?
Maybe it's only $10 this year. I think.
No, it's $20 this year.
Okay.
I want to say it was $10 last year because I got it last year. I don't think I would have got it at $20.
I didn't get it last year. That's just because I knew like one of the packs I didn't like the Diva pack I didn't care about at all.
Yeah, wasn't it just... wasn't it just people last year?
No, I mean, there was some of the other... We'll go through this and I'll explain what was there last year. So,
sure.
The first content group, as they're calling it, Attitude Era Superstars Pack. This will be out the day the game releases. It's probably all on the disc.
Also, you can probably find them in the custom creations thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Communications.
But they won't have all the moves and stuff because those will all be locked away as DLC.
Mm-hmm.
So, Attitude Era Superstars, Rikishi, Scotty Too Hotty, Grandmaster Sexay, Gangrel, and Val Venus, which I think is an awesome collection of Attitude Era mid-carders.
Yes. Like, well, Rikishi's good.
Well, right. Yeah, Rikishi went a little higher than everyone else on that list, but...
Val Venus kind of got popular at some point, right? Wasn't he like an Intercontinental Champion for a minute?
Yeah, he got up there, but you know, everyone else got... I mean, Too Cool were tag team champions for a while, but you know, as far as, you know, everyone remembers them, and that, I think that was one of the great things about the Attitude Era. These guys were, you know, middle of the card guys, solid workers. Everyone remembers them, even though they never really did anything huge.
Yeah. Well, first off, Scotty Too Hot and Grandmaster Sexay were one of the greatest tag teams in the history of WWE. Okay. Just throw that out there. I like the next thing.
Yeah, the Accelerator. And again, all this is probably available to buy individually as well. Accelerator enables players to unlock all in-game items as well as customize individual WWE superstar attributes, which is something I don't think I've ever used. Actually, I shouldn't say that. In was it WWE 11 or whatever? No, 12 was the first one. So SmackDown versus Raw 11. Whatever the 2011 game was, I got that, and I actually never touched any of the storylines or anything. It's like, oh, I unlocked everything in the game now. I'm just going to go play Universe Mode.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I think when I bought the whole thing last year, that was like a thing I could download. Because I think you still have to download stuff individually.
And you just chose not to?
Yeah. Oh, and yes, the Accelerator will be $1.99, and each of the wrestlers are 99 cents.
Which I think is the perfect price for adding wrestlers to the game.
Hey, you know what would be the perfect price? Just having them in the game.
Well, right. Well, this, I'm talking like they should be adding wrestlers in like May and June, but...
But like...
But they won't.
Should Madden charge you $1 for the rookies in the NFL?
If they were gonna add them to Madden 13, I would say yes.
Interesting. Actually, that's kind of what they did last year with Ultimate Team, right?
But you had to like get the cards and stuff. I never got my Andrew Luck card for Madden 13.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. All right, Superstar Pack 2, Scott. Let me tell you about it. I don't know any of these guys, and I'm probably going to mess up all their names. That's why I'm going to read them.
Okay.
WWE Superstars Tensei. Yeah.
Tenzai.
Now that's Prince Albert.
That's Albert, yeah.
All right, terrible. Ryback, that's not even a name. Is that someone I should know about?
They're making him kind of out to be a big deal, kind of a new Goldberg. He always beats up jobbers in 2-on-1 matches.
Sure.
But he looks like freakishly strong.
All right. Drew McIntyre. Is it McIntyre or McIntyre?
McIntyre.
But there should be an A then. If it's a fake name, at least throw the A in there for everybody. And Yoshitatsu.
Hey, you pronounced that one right.
Well, that one's easy. Then also WWE Divas AJ Lee and Natalya.
Okay, AJ's the general manager on Raw right now. Why is she download content that's not going to be out until December?
Look, my question is, does she have the proper entrance walk?
Oh, like the skipping? I have no idea.
Yeah. Because if she does, what up, my created guy is definitely going to have that. That'd be awesome. Also, the Undertaker Ministry of Dark alternate attire. Dude, I really don't remember the Ministry of Darkness.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those...
When he had Gangrel with him and stuff?
Yeah, that was part of it for a little while. That was one of those they didn't really know what to do with him, and then he had like a match at WrestleMania with the Boss Man. It was a Hell in the Cell match, and everyone forgets about it.
Is that the one where he put him up on the cross?
No. He hung him off from the cage after the match. Edge, Christian, and Gangrel dropped down from the ceiling with a noose, and they hung the Boss Man afterwards.
But didn't they hang him up on the Undertaker logo at some point?
That may have happened at some point, yes.
This guy. Let's see. 10 new championship titles from WWE, WCW, ECW, and the AWA. Look.
Yeah, I can change the belts around. I'd have to find out what they are, but that doesn't terribly excite me too much.
Yeah, and the Ministry of Darkness Undertaker will be free of charge.
The Superstars. Well, that's the so that people will actually download the pack and play with everyone else online. Because I'm sure they're not going to get that right again. And once this pack comes out, online is just going to fall apart between people you can play with and people you can't play with because they won't bother to download the free stuff.
Right. Then again, the Superstars will be 99 cents and the title pack will be $1.99, which doesn't seem like a really good deal. Because why would you want 10 more championships?
Yeah, I mean, you can't do a whole lot with them, it doesn't seem.
Why did they name these things terribly? Content group number 3 called "You're Welcome in 5 Languages" pack.
Well, that one of the new superstars in this pack. I guess that's kind of his gimmick.
Sure, I'll read it because you know. Hey.
Okay.
WWE Superstars Damian Sandow. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Sweet Antonio Cesaro.
Yep.
Jimmy Uso. And Jey Uso.
Yep.
Now, sure.
The Layla. Uso, yeah, and Layla.
More importantly,
Wait, Layla will be available free of charge, which will mark, I believe, the second year in a row that she is the freebie to get people to download this pack.
Well, I feel bad for her now.
No, it was Alicia Fox last year. Why do I remember this?
I don't know. Why didn't you let me mention that Brian Pillman and Chainsaw Charlie are in the game?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. Brian Pillman in the game, that comes out of left field, but is awesome.
Yeah, I'm still going to have Austin whoop his ass.
And now you've got, I mean, they should have, too bad they couldn't get Jim Neidhart, so you could at least have 4 out of the 5 Hart Foundation members in the game.
That'd be pretty awesome.
And I mean, if you follow this at all, you know why Owen Hart won't be in the game, but.
Yeah. He hates WWE.
No, his wife hates WWE.
I'm pretty sure he does as well. Let's not get it twisted. Also, 20 new moves, including the Lion Salt, which.
Hold on. This is the part that makes me go, what?
Well, I don't understand why the Lion Salt wasn't in already.
Yes, exactly. And the Kimura Lock made popular by Brock Lesnar. Are you telling me Brock Lesnar is in the game and does not have his most current finisher?
Wait, now my question is, when they say these things, like Lion Salt,
right?
Is that like they have 3 other flippy off the rope things? They just don't have the Lion Salt? You know what I mean? They have 4 different elbow drops. They're all elbow drops, but it's not like Macho Man's elbow drop.
Yeah, exactly. All this year, I mean, it'll probably be one of the 20 new moves.
Hmm.
But, moves just seem ridiculous because, I mean, what are they going to put in the game? The people that complain about them taking moves out every year, this is just going to enrage them even more.
First off, Chris Jericho's in the game, right?
Yeah.
So why can I not get his move?
Exactly. That is the part I wanted to go off on. Is that why does Chris Jericho not already have the Lion Salt?
It's like, I can understand that there's a move in the game that I'm sure they call like second rope back flippy thing.
Yeah.
But I would assume there's just like a little piece of flair that Chris Jericho does.
Well, it might be the specific it used to be you do it when they were down on the ground and you trigger the move and he would, run over them into the ropes for the moonsault into a pin. Whereas I think
run.
Yeah, it's a locked up move, whereas there's the luchador style ones that you can miss.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. But then the Kimura Lock for Lesnar. That was the big thing he started doing when he came back this year, and that's the Brock Lesnar that's in this game. Why does he not have that out of the box?
I don't even know what it is, Scott. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Well, it's an actual MMA hold.
It looks just like an arm bar.
Well, yeah, but
is there any arm bars in this game?
I'm sure there will be.
Can I choose between about 34 different clotheslines? A flying body thing? You can do the flying body charge, or you can do the flying body charge where you hit him and then you like spin around, which I don't know how is physically possible.
Oh, R-Truth does it. It's actually pretty cool.
Let's see. Oh, see, this is dumb. And then if you want to get all that.
And I do, actually. And so now here's the exclusive. And then there's if you do the fan access program, you get 2 more exclusive superstars, Diamond Dallas Page and Goldust.
You save $4 if you get the fan access program.
Really?
And you get DDP and Goldust. So.
No, I'm doing it.
You literally save $2. If DDP and the Goldust were separate. But you do get an online badge, Scott.
Here's what I want to know. How long are they going to leave DDP and Goldust separate?
Dude, DDP and Goldust. First off, DDP looks absolutely terrible. There was a screenshot on.
No, I thought he looked good. I mean, it's WWE DDP, which is mildly sad. But it looks good, though.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. WWE 14 is going to have that dude in the game. Who is Officer Dewey? Scott, do you remember Scream?
No, I did not see Scream.
Jesus Christ. Officer Dewey. Come on, Scott. Help me out here. Did you not see the movie Scream?
I did not.
Who's that dude from Dancing with the Stars married to that other girl from Cuckoo Town? Scott. David Arquette.
Why didn't you just say former WCW champion? I'd known right where you were going with this.
Well, you could have said Dennis Rodman.
He wasn't a champion.
He should have been. But I will guarantee you, WWE 14 will have the triple cage and some sort of way to have DDP and David Arquette in a match. Guaranteed.
Will that make it a day one purchase for you?
Probably. Hey, is Million Dollar Man in, or what's the deal?
No. He wasn't really Attitude Era.
Yeah, but still, he was a million-dollar man. Let's go. Let's get serious.
That's part of my problem with this Attitude Era focus, is that all like it's just throwing out all the legends that have been in the game in the past.
Yeah, so there's not going to be any Hulk Hogan, no Macho Man, no good guys, right?
No. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the Attitude Era roster, but like, well, why can't we have the Attitude Era roster and all these other guys that have been in the game for years anyway?
Well, because, Scott, then you wouldn't buy the new game, and you wouldn't buy next year's game. I'm done talking about this.
Oh, next, year, Scott, next year's game is going to have to be a big sell for me.
Scott, I have a huge question for you.
Yeah.
We've only been previewing this question for about 3 weeks.
Oh, that's right.
Why are you buying this on PS3? Is it because I'm not getting it on Xbox to tell you to buy it on PS3?
No. It's actually a very simple reason, I think. So one of the big things I like doing is downloading creator wrestlers, and I want those creator wrestlers to be as authentic as possible. So I have gone through the past many years of wrestling games on Xbox 360, I have gone through the ridiculously painstaking process of burning music onto a CDR and then dumping it to my Xbox and then putting it in a playlist, which is much more annoying than it sounds when you're only talking about like one or two songs at a time, in order to have it in the game. Whereas on the PS3, I can just dump the music over from a USB drive. Or even if I can get my PS3 and computer talking nice to each other, I can just copy it over that way.
Yeah, they need an easier way to do that. Because I take screenshots in MLB The Show, and then I'm way too lazy to actually get them back off the screen, off the PS3.
Well, can you just plug in a USB stick and dump them off there, can't you?
Yeah, but that would mean I have to go get a USB stick, walk into my PlayStation, plug it in, sit back down on my couch, do the thing, go back over, get the stick, take it out, put it in my laptop, do some more stuff.
Yeah, the data transfer is kind of one-way stupidity there.
And then also, the quality is crap. But it's nice that for the videos you can upload them straight to YouTube. I give them credit for that.
Yeah. Basically, the other thing is that, you know, you, me, and Mike Susick are the only people I know that get this game that I'm actually friends with.
Have you talked him into getting it on PlayStation?
I don't even know if he has a PlayStation.
No, he does, because he just reviewed some game on it, I think.
Okay. But even then,
Joysticks own Mike Susick.
Right. But even then, we played like... I remember you, me, and him did a triple threat match in WWE 12 last year. I think that was the only time I ever played with him.
Yeah. I was there for you, Scott. True friends.
And honestly, even if we both get it on PS3, I don't think I see us playing all that often.
Super late is the only time I will play.
Right. Whereas once WWE 13 comes out for a little while, I will only touch Madden and NHL as it probably revolves around league stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll go in, play my league games, and then I go play WWE.
What about pro clubs, EA Sports Hockey League, Top Surf Grinders, what? Go add it up, come on the team, play
yes,
some hockey with us.
Yes, please do. It's awesome. It was, yeah, what? You, me, Rich, and Kat the other night, and we had a blast, even though we only played one game.
Yeah, it was a blasty blast.
Probably would have played two if we hadn't gone into two overtimes.
Yes, that's my problem with that game. Why can't they just have the shootout?
Well, then people get left out.
True, I guess. No, everybody shoots. That's how it works in FIFA.
I think I don't get why they can't adjust this, because it used to be... Didn't shootouts used to be five people? Like, it was guaranteed to go to five people?
Sure. So the goalie would be the one that didn't play.
Right. Well, unless someone was playing as the goalie.
Right, but But, yeah. So, who cares about them? You're playing goalie. You've already made a decision.
Well, and that they're playing everything now because they're the goalie.
True.
I don't think...
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's even bonus. So, I don't understand the problem.
Yeah. I just make it a full five, and maybe the only time anyone gets left out is if the home team wins already. And then you've won, so why do you care?
It's funny because it's frustrating in FIFA when you do, like, the cup matches. It does go into overtime shootouts. Because in regular matches, you can just tie, but in cup matches, it'll go into overtime shootouts, and the computer picks the lineup.
Oh, that might be part of it.
So you might get screwed and not have a shot. And it also does if you're up by two goals with two guys, or with one guy to shoot, the last guy doesn't shoot. So, interesting. Scott, guess what? the answer to the trivia question of who is the only other switch hitter to end his career with a 400 on-base percentage, 500 slugging percentage, and over 400 career home runs is... Do you have no idea?
No idea.
Scott, the answer is... Did you ever see the movie 61?
No.
Well, then that's why you don't know the answer. The answer is Mickey Mantle. I am sticking with Chipper Jones as the best career switch hitter. Hmm. What are your thoughts, Scott?
Sure. I mean, I've actually seen Chipper play, so...
You don't think Pete Rose? He did only have like 4,000 hits.
Oh, you know, if you asked, if you told, held a gun to my head and asked me to guess an answer, it would have been Pete Rose.
Interesting. So we'll be taking signups for a new host next week. At Rich Grisham, where are you at? You didn't actually see me. I just made the at sign with my finger.
That's okay.
Scott, we should do a video podcast one day. A video, that sports gamer show.
Oh, and I see this would have been the week to do it because I've got the I've got a computer that's actually wired I can use this week.
Oh, Scott. Hey, if you want to get in contact with me and Scott, you can hit us up on the Twitters. I am at That Sports Gamer. Scott, where are you?
At Darth Obvious.
Also, be a fan of us on what is that? Well, yeah, fan of us on Facebook. Like, what do you do to a page? Who knows? ThatSportsGamer.com. Wow. We should not record early in the morning, though it's now almost afternoon.
Well, the problem is that now that Sunday is taken up by football.
Yeah, it's dumb. A dumb sport.
I mean, we used to record on Sunday afternoons, and now there's football. What did we do last year?
I think we skipped a lot of episodes last year, Scott. No, actually, last year, Scott, I don't know if you remember, we were on a Thursday night release schedule.
Oh, okay.
We pushed it up to Monday mornings, which everybody loves, I assume.
Okay.
Yeah, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thatsportsgamer. Support me and the crew at thatsportsgamer.com/charity. Also, rate and review us on iTunes, 5 stars. Tell us what you love. Tell us why you hate me, because I hate football. Scott.
Yeah.
Where else can people find you?
Basementgamer.com.
Interesting. Do you play games in a basement?
We do.
I believe I've heard of this basement.
Right now, the biggest thing we've got going is Jay's wife, Rachel, has been playing through Final Fantasy VI. It's into a crazy amount of parts now.
I have never, ever played a Final Fantasy game.
I've tried, like, just because there was a time in my life where I felt like to be a proper gamer, I had to, so I tried to.
There was a time I believed that, and then I was like, yo, I can live being that sports gamer.
Exactly. Well, that time would be, like, in high school when I had time to do these things, and now, eh.
I think that's going to wrap it up. Does that sound good to you, Scott, unless you have anything else to add?
I'm amazed we stretched this out for, like, 45 minutes or so.
The answer is, as of right now, the clock says 49:12, which is going to be a little bit of a lie because I got to edit in that thing.
Yeah.
So, for Scott and TJ, which is me, we'll talk to you next week on That Sports Gamer Show. Have a good week.